I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.
We're talking about Kyle Shanahan, and he got into a bunch of stuff yesterday. We talked about the York stuff. We'll kind of leave that on Tuesday, but there was something that the boss kind of pulled and I thought was interesting. And it was about Dejan Stribling and just how Kyle Shanahan doesn't seem that excited about him. And I think everybody is. You know, if there are three things that people are feeling electric about in the Bay Area when it comes to young players,
I know where you're going.
It is Bryce Eldridge for some, Yaxel Lendeborg for others, and Dejan Stribling for San Francisco 49ers fans.
I like the big three, the young big three.
And Kyle Shanahan was asked about him during his presser yesterday.
Somewhat encouraging, I'm sure it is, encouraging to see what Dejan Stribling has been able to do through the first two preseason games. And is it more than you guys expected at this point in the preseason?
No, I mean, the preseason games don't mean that much to me. I mean, the coverage just went that way. He happened to get targeted, and he made those plays. But he's been doing that in practice, too. So he's where we expected him to be. And, you know, we hope to not have to use him quite as much early on with Ricky and stuff out there. But we believed he was talented enough and made the right stuff that he could be if needed. And just losing Ricky just ups that a little bit. You have to use him a little sooner than you prepared. But that's stuff that happens all the time.
It was really that first part where he kind of said that.
The no, to me. I'm like, am I overreacting? But to me, I just got Kinsey or Evan. I guess it was the no right away.
Well, for me, it was the part about.
Shout out to Aaron.
Well, you know, the ball came to him because of the coverages. You know, it wasn't really on him.
Right, exactly.
It's like, I don't know, he caught seven passes in the first preseason game, caught another few in the second game against the Chargers.
Yeah. Evan scored 15 points, coach. Yeah, they don't got good defense. Right? They're not good defenders.
Well, he did it against the backups. We'll see what he can do week one against the Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, Trent McDuffie's not going to be on it. It's like, okay, yeah, so week one in Australia, if Dejan Stribling has a nice game, not a big game, because I was looking at the two rookie receivers that I think have popped for the Niners. Deebo Samuel had a good year in 2019 when they went to the Super Bowl. And then Ayuk the next year in 2020, a year derailed by injury. But Deebo had two 100-yard games in his rookie season. And Ayuk also had multiple 100-yard games. If Dejan Stribling has a big game against the Rams, not 100 yards, but you know, maybe catches five balls for 55 and looks like a dude, couple first downs, is he going to give him his flowers then? Or is it still going to be, hey, hold on, young buck, because you still got a lot to learn in this league.
And I'm going to give Kyle the benefit of the doubt and say, Evan, if that pops off that way, and let's just say he strings together two or three games, Kyle will be more excited than anybody. But I guess the biggest compliment and why I feel like now, talking to myself, are you overreacting because he drafted him, right? That's the biggest blessing you could give anybody, right, Evan? I saw your tape. I saw your film. I think and I want you to be a part of our franchise. That's what's happened. So maybe I'll just call the dogs off in a sense. But I'll say this about Stribs. I think the fact that you got a bona fide Mike Evans number one when healthy, like that's where the majority of the focus on the defense will be. So I'm thinking, man, maybe Stribling will be able to eat going up against, you know, not the top corners.
Yeah, no, and look, you know, the text line is bringing up the idea that Kyle Shanahan, like how would it look if he was giving all this praise to a rookie for a couple of preseason games. I'm not saying he's got to tell you he's the next Terrell Owens or that he's going to be Jerry Rice, but
I love me some T.O.
Can you just be excited about the guy? So this is what Mike Evans said. By the way, during that preseason game, I believe it was with Vern Glenn on KPIX, he told him,
Vern,
Strip gets the job done. He's a rookie, but he's a pro, and he's been a pro. He's going to make a lot of plays for us this year. I don't think that's glazing. I don't think that's...
But that's better than what we're playing yesterday.
Yeah.
That makes me feel a whole lot better.
Mike Evans is not saying that DeJon Stribling is going to lead this team in this receiving core. He's not saying that he's going to go on to get a gold jacket the way that Mike Evans is. He's not putting the cart before the horse, but he's telling you that this guy looks like he has the potential to be a dude. And I guess I just don't hear that from his head coach.
Yeah. What about my take on the biggest compliment Kyle could say, not in that moment, would never supersede the fact that Kyle drafted him. You know what I mean? That means, dude, you got the goods. Forget the verbal stuff, Goo and Evans saying, you know, I didn't go over my skis and you know, serenade you. But the bottom line is you're a 49er because we like what you can be and what we project you to be.
And I think part of it is his history, right? The incident with Brandon Ayuk early in 2021 wasn't really getting snaps or was splitting them with Trent Sherfield, of all people.
Man.
And Kyle said it was related to performance, practice habits were a big one, and also he cited a hamstring injury from the preseason. But there was one that I did not remember this, and it was at the scouting combine after Kyle Shanahan got hired as head coach of the Niners.
Oh, so you're going back.
And he was asked at the combine, to be fair, I think Torrey Smith was their most veteran receiver. They didn't have a lot of guys, and they weren't very good. But he was asked if there was anything about, if there was anyone that stood out to him. You know, hey, Shanahan, you know, you come in, head coach, any of the wide receivers that excite you? And he said no one in particular.
So that's Kyle being Kyle.
It's who he is.
Yeah.
It is who he is. But I just find it interesting when he finally does have a talent. There's still that side of him that just can't say, yeah, we're excited about DeJon Stribling.
Yeah, listen, I got to say this.
You just got to look at his numbers and stuff.
Yeah, we got a someone in the chat that gets on my nerves, but I love him. Austin and Saddle say, what's he supposed to do, cartwheels over some catches in the preseason? And I just picture Kyle
doing cartwheels. No, but he can acknowledge them. He literally said, he got the catches because of the coverages.
Right. And then he said, no, he wasn't excited. But
I believe after the first preseason game, he said that there was something wrong with his route running. Like his routes weren't crisp.
Oh, see, I didn't hear that.
So it's like I'm not saying he's got to throw flowers at his feet, but just a little bit of credit.
Now, on the flip side, if Kyle was in here off air and he was like, hey, that's just me. I'm not rookies or rookies, you know. Not tough love, but something on that street to where I'm not going to go above and beyond to tell Evan his stuff don't stink too early. He balls out the first 3 or 4 weeks or whatnot, then I'll give him his stuff. I'll give him his flowers.
Just saying. All right, so this was Kyle Shanahan, and it was on, I believe, he was on with Tom Tolbert earlier this offseason, and he was describing when he knew that Brock Purdy was legit. So, again, this is not in the moment, but this is him looking back on what he thought. And I want to play it for you and then kind of compare and contrast.
Oh, I mean, now it's been so great. But, I mean, he impressed us the first day he got there. I mean, we really liked him coming out of college. Just going through the whole draft thing that year, you know, he was one of our favorite quarterbacks in the draft. But you go off, you know what people say. You know, off your experience of a guy with his height, weight, and speed and stuff, you know where they usually get drafted. And so we gave him a fourth-round draft pick. We would have rather taken him in the fourth round than, I don't remember.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Who the guys were, but I believe that any quarterback we would have taken in the first round. It's about that. But yeah. It's like, well, why don't you take him in the fourth round? Based off our experience, I don't think he'll get drafted. And we said that. But maybe we will if we're in the seventh, we have an extra one. When he got here, the way he looked with his few reps was so impressive. And we were trying to get Jimmy ready. We were trying to get Trey ready. And Jimmy was competing with him to see who went. And I've told the story before, but I remember Jed coming in after a lot of training camp practices and always tell, who's looking better, Jimmy or Trey? And it was a couple of days I was frustrated. And I was just like, I'm just telling you, it's the third guy. It's that guy that, and he's like, what? Who? I'm like, I'm just telling you, it's him.
Evan, were they cleaning out a fish tank? What's going on?
Sounded like he had his foot in the pool and was just swishing it around.
You might be right, in the sauna. But I'll say this, because it is fascinating. It's so fascinating. I text you and Kenny this morning when you brought this up, this sound. Just the inception of Brock Purdy after what the disaster, the Trey Lance pick, what you utilized in regard to capital to get Trey Lance. It shocked everybody. But, Evan, I can't think of too many more examples to where Kyle and John might be out of a job had they not hit the ultimate Geico and drafted Brock Purdy. So as bad, I can say as bad as the Trey Lance debacle was, I could almost make an argument the pick of Brock Purdy was better than the mistake of Trey Lance, because now this dude is your starting quarterback for the foreseeable future. You paid him. He took you to a Super Bowl, a couple NFC championship games. But I will die on the hill that had you not hit on Brock and you still kind of were looking for another quarterback for the starter for the next 12 to 15 months, these dudes might have been ran.
They could have been, because they were left with a third string quarterback.
Think about that.
Who wasn't just Mr. Irrelevant and popped immediately. And again, this was Shanahan talking about before he even saw him against, I think it was Brian Flores' Miami defense that he kind of dissected immediately when he had to come in for Jimmy. He was talking about preseason. But Brock Purdy was also the best bargain in sports for the first 4 years of his career, effectively, which allowed the Niners to keep paying guys, to keep dudes. And eventually now the bill has come due for them, in a sense. But he could tell immediately that Brock was the guy with just, and he said, with limited snaps, with limited reps. You know, I just think it's interesting now hearing the way he talks about Stribling, who is expected to be a guy, who's expected to be a dude, and maybe expectations play into this for him.
Mm.
But, you know, Kyle Shanahan sounded like behind the scenes, head over heels about Brock Purdy, to the extent that he was telling the owner that he was better than the two guys in front of him, being Trey Lance and Garoppolo, whereas Stribling now is, and I know he's not going to be better than Mike Evans out of the gate. He probably never will be in his career. But
yeah, Mike's a dude.
Is that what's preventing him from, I don't know, just, again, giving the kid some credit?
Let me ask you this, to your take. Do you think the fact that he was, Brock Purdy was mystery relevant, nobody expected anything, that's why he felt, Kyle, more compelled to kind of prop him up? As Stribling is, you know, we drafted you with our first pick, we shocked the world, lightweight again, expectations are out there, I'll dial it back, as opposed to Brock needed to be propped up.
Well, let me ask you this. What if DeJuan Stribling ends up being the pick that makes you forget about Ricky Pearsall? Because so far he's been a bad first-round pick.
And I'd give them all the credit in the world.
I mean, Brock Purdy saved their jobs, man, and saved the quarterback position,
man, yes,
turned their
did.
Seasons into multiple NFC championship appearances and a Super Bowl appearance. I don't think Stribling has that sort of potential. But one of the reasons why I think folks are so excited about his preseason performances is because the guy who he is effectively replacing is out for the year and was expected to be this. I mean, Ricky Pearsall has had a couple of big games in the NFL. He looks like a good receiver when he's on the field, but he leaves you wanting more. I think Stribling has the potential to leave everyone not just content, but excited on Sundays. And I feel like there's not that. That's what I'm not hearing from Shanahan.
Interesting. So, yeah, we'll definitely watch this. And, you know, I don't forget anything, Evan, from our listeners, Texters, but our guy Wes Oakland Holloway reminded me last Friday, you know, as dynamic as I dubbed Ricky Pearsall when he played last year, he didn't get in the end zone. And I hope, and I'm not putting that all at the doorstep of Pearsall, but I hope Stribling, and you know this, watching football your whole life, E, some guys just have the knack for the end zone. So I hope Stribling, that's a part of his DNA, is when he gets those catches, you know, some of them will be in the end zone to where we see him dance or give the ball to the ref or whatnot.
We've kind of had the same conversation about Yaxel Lendeborg a bit because, I mean, I don't know how you compare a Summer League MVP to, you know, umpteen catches in the preseason. But again, it's not a regular season game. He hasn't done anything in the pros. What if Steve Kerr, after Lendeborg, raised the Summer League trophy and MVP trophy, and he came out and said, well, yeah, he was only scoring because it was Summer League.
That would be foul.
Like, he just kind of poo-poos it.
Yeah, not to a me, technical, but that'd be a foul.
It's a similar line of thinking to me. I don't understand why there's a need to, I don't know, put a guy in his place is the proper way to describe it, but to just downplay it. I mean, people are excited about this guy, and I know Kyle Shanahan doesn't give a rip about what fans think. That's been apparent from his time over a decade, but if you right now are a 49ers fan and you're looking for a jersey to buy that you don't have, I have to imagine that Stribling is towards the top of your list because of his potential. Mm. That's just me.
Yeah, no, and I'm not mad at you, but I got to believe, again, I said I'm giving Kyle the benefit of the doubt in this, that this is just a method to his madness. What about the first time you got from behind the producer board and did your first show? You probably were excellent. I'm sure here I go. Nahegan probably wasn't going to tell you were excellent. Hey, you can work on this or that, because that's how it was when I was coming up. Maybe I wasn't excellent, but you know what I mean? Like, you got to leave you thinking you need to do more. Maybe that's just what he's doing, but you don't like my example of the biggest compliment Stribling can get from Kyle came with the drafting of him.
No, I think that's fair, especially because it sounded like the Niners thought more highly of him than other teams. Mm. Although there's the Schefter report that the Rams, you know, had him really high too, and there's some teams that would have grabbed him. Who knows if that would have happened or not. What we do know is that the Niners traded back twice and then still ended up getting their guy. And, you know, it's funny. It's like, I think it was Trent Williams who was asked about him earlier in camp, and Williams said, he's Juwan Jennings, but he runs a 4-3. And he said he's going to be a player, I promise you that. And I know these are his teammates, and they're trying to hype him up. And maybe that could be what I'm missing, is the fact that that's the player's job, is to hype up their teammate. It's the coach's job to say, young man, you haven't done anything yet.
Yeah, no doubt. Keep you grounded. Now, I will say this about Trent, because, you know, it's like, players are always going to say something, you know, positive about their guy. But we always, I'll never forget the practice was over, and Kyle, Warner, and Trent were walking off the field, and Trent and Fred said to Kyle, I'm talking about Brock Purdy before he was a starter, this dude's got something. And I'm just saying, I ain't saying he's Dan Marino. I know he wears the 13. That's his dude. But they were kind of right. You know what I mean? Because he took over and did what I had just previously mentioned, Super Bowl visit and two NFC championship games. And now he's your future.
Yeah, and you're right. He was the best insurance plan that they could have got, though they didn't know they had it.
Man, like the Warriors, if they would have had, here I go, revisionist history. Hey, Marcy, there was no Geico for Wiseman. Like, we're still paying for that now. And you brought up two great examples, both at the quarterback position, one with Tom Brady when Bledsoe got hurt. Like that, wow, count the bucket.
Yeah.
And then you went to St. Louis when they were the St. Louis Rams.
Kurt Warner.
Man.
Yeah.
So it has happened, but I just felt like Bledsoe took you to a Super Bowl with New England. He was your guy. Lance didn't do any of that. It was just all bad from the start.
No, but Garoppolo did. Mm-hmm. And they decided that the moment Brock Purdy was the dude in San Francisco, he was not going to give up that job. It was kind of interesting. I think, you know, when we were talking about it before the show, and, you know, Brock Purdy's this insurance plan and, you know, stepped in and whatnot.
Geico. Actually,
one of the first guys I thought of recently was Dak Prescott, because the Cowboys, due to injury, had to bring Dak in, and they didn't lose a game.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that eventually they got beat in the postseason.
Lost to the Rams.
Yeah, but Dak Prescott
13-3.
Captured the attention of the Cowboys, and to the point where they moved off of Tony Romo.
But
is a lot better than Jimmy Garoppolo, by the way.
And now you got me with the, you one-up me with the Garoppolo, but I just keep going to the Lance, at least for the Cowboys, obviously not a Super Bowl. Romo was a guy. He had took him to the playoffs. He was their franchise quarterback. So it ended bad. He got hurt, but you got something out of the Tony Romo experience, as opposed to John Lynch, Kyle Shanahan, and Niner fans, Evan, not getting a damn thing from Trey Lance. But, man.
They got a fourth-round pick.
The prize in the Cracker Jack box was, we got a future franchise quarterback.
Yeah, but you didn't know. It's funny. So Kyle said that they had a fourth-round grade on Brock, and they still took him with the last pick in the draft. See, it's funny. The Niners, I struggle with this. You know, how much credit do you give them for drafting Brock Purdy?
A lot, man.
A lot?
Yeah, man.
He was the last pick of the draft.
Yeah, but he was your last pick. And Evan, what if that pick would have been a punter or any other position? You would probably be EDD. You'd probably have a job now because you would have lost this one. Or that cloud would have followed this franchise. And these NFC Championship games, the Niners being dominant, all that goes away. And I'm just thinking to myself, how can you not give him that credit, even though it was the last pick, like you say, because you had to see something, and it's more than fair. Did they see this? Probably not. But who knows? Because you called his name, and he saved a whole lot of asses in the organization with his play, and now his new contract.
Yeah, I guess that's where we're a little different. I don't give them as much credit for the drafting of Brock as I do for the willingness to move the two guys in front of him to allow him to become your starting quarterback. I know he took the job because of injury, but that next season, you were just like, I'm sorry, this is our plan. You know, we're going to put the franchise in the hands of an undersized, underarmed, underrated, underdrafted, Mr. Irrelevant quarterback.
To me, like, that's from a Super Bowl.
That's gutsy, I think.
Mm-hmm. But I guess after you make a blunder that big, that's what you got to rely on. Like, at that point, you're behind the eight ball.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't matter how you got him. As long as you recognize it. I think that's
imagine him not working.
If a golden ticket falls in your lap, you got to take it.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.